it's very appropriate.
I believe so.
Well, hello. Welcome to the Love Bite.
Hi.
I don't know. I mean, if you're listening live, maybe you were listening to what was happening beforehand, but all those that are downloading, you're going to be confused. There was some comedy that was being played that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Borderline inappropriate, but yes.
It wasn't even borderline. It was well beyond inappropriate. And of course, that's why we would like it.
Naturally.
That would it's fantastic. I am Insidious Muse.
And I'm Service Slut.
In case, you know, you didn't know. And today we're just talking. It's like a what the fuck episode.
Shit.
Yeah, you know what? We've had guests for like 6 weeks now.
Yeah.
And like really hard hitting topics. We've like addressed some really serious shit. And not that it hasn't been funny and engaging and, you know, maybe inappropriate and sexy at times, but you know, it just hasn't been us.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a lot of stuff that's happened.
Yeah, and I like mistress and me time.
Which has been a lot of this weekend.
Yeah. This weekend. But like I said, it's like that almost every other weekend.
That's true. And also, you know, we went to the Skid Row Studios party last night.
Yes. And it was
Let's start with the fact that we had a certain amount of trepidation about going to a vanilla party.
Yes.
Because I don't think either of us can remember the last time we were at a non-family related vanilla party.
Yeah.
You know, it's been at least a few years for me. And I remember even then going, I don't have anything to say to any of these people. You know, just thinking of that. And I was thinking, what the fuck are we going to say to these vanilla people at Skid Row Studios that are talking, that have sports shows and entertainment shows and news shows and like comedy shows and whatever. And then like music shows.
How are we going to relate to them?
Right? We have nothing to say to them. Nothing. And I got to say, it was awesome.
It was, yeah. I'm glad that it brought everybody together. It was more than just this common thread of, hey, we're all on Skid Row Studios, but it was more of like, we all have different things to talk about, different things that we're very passionate about. And everybody was awesome. Everybody was so cool.
Yeah, and it's like in every party, you know, there's the douche, there's the drunk bitch, there's the, you know, whatever. But it was fantastic. And then there was some performance. What was that in the middle?
I don't know. But it was entertaining.
Oh my God, it was everybody just, nobody could look away.
Nope.
Nobody could look away. And I guess that's good.
Yes.
Nobody could look away. And we all had candy thrown at us.
Yes, we did.
That sounds like a good day when you get pixie sticks thrown at you. I'm just
Hell
saying.
Yeah.
I'll just let you know the dots were stale. They were really fucking hard, which pisses me off because I love dots. So that was an issue, just saying that.
We met the awesome people from Awkward Conversations.
They are fantastic.
They are.
I love them. Mm-hmm. I love them. I would like us to do like some cross shit with them. I got to listen to the show.
Oh, then Anastasia with her dress and her shoes.
And the shoes. She's a beautiful girl.
You know what? I didn't want to say it then, but I thought she was pretty hot.
She was. Both the girls were hot.
Yes.
Rachel, too.
Yes.
They're both really hot.
Yes.
The boys were nice.
Yes.
You know, the girls were hot.
But I'm going to look at the girls. I'm sorry. I'm just going to look at the boys.
Well, I'm going to look at both. But and you know, they were nice boys. They were.
Yes.
But they were not hot like the
girls
were.
And they were so friendly.
They were
so friendly.
They had good energy, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
We like people with good energy.
They were not douchey. You know, it was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice. And then, you know, we talked to... Who's on after us? What's his name? I call him Half Douche.
Yeah.
I called him Half Douche because, you know, we were like chatting and I'm like, yeah, so what's your name? And he's like, I don't know. You can call me Gus. You can call me Ken. I don't know. Whatever the fuck. And I was like, well, what the fuck do you want me to call you? I don't give a shit. I mean, I'll tell you right now. I'll forget it. I'm going to forget your fucking name.
So then you called him Half Douche.
And I was just like, you know, and he said something and I was like, I don't know. You don't look like a full douche. You just don't. I was like, you're like a half douche. Like you can just tell. You get that half douche vibe from me. He's like, well, okay. I guess I'll be half douche.
It was Ken.
Ken, there you go. I don't know, whatever you want me to call you. I don't care. I mean, fuck, like who uses their real name in what we do anyway?
I sure as fuck don't.
No, my name is Insidious. I was raised with that. I'm actually a muse, whatever. And then we talked to, God, I spent a lot of time talking to Drew, the guy from Bad Advice.
Yes.
He's fucking hilarious.
Yes.
Fucking hilarious. I want him to come on the show.
I want, you know what?
All
I want
of them
you
to come on the show.
I want you to do bad things to him.
I don't think that's his deal.
I know that's not his deal, but
although
I'm saying that
bed sounds like fucking ideal
yes.
for it. I mean, fuck, you've got a wrought iron bed with like goddamn hard points in it and you're not tying people up and fucking them.
Or getting
What's
tied
wrong with you?
To it yourself.
Right. Wait, you want to tie somebody else up and do it to yourself? What, huh?
No, I'm having someone tie you up to your own bed. I'm just saying, get with the fucking program, Drew.
Totally. Right? Right? What the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I'm just saying, Drew, I know you're never going to listen to this, but if you do, just get with it.
Get with it.
He's gotten lazy.
Yeah, it's not okay.
It's not okay. He's having sex with his ex. I'm telling you, if you have sex with your ex, you have no desire to find sex someplace else.
You just put him on blast.
What? Don't tell me shit if you don't want me to talk about it. And then, unless you preface it with, this is between us, right? And then I'll be like, oh yeah, totally. And it'll drive me crazy if I can't talk about it.
And then we also met Melissa from Oral Stimulation.
Oh, she made a fantastic cake. It was beautiful.
She had some gorgeous shoes fondant, on too.
Oh my God, those shoes.
I die for.
It was, yes. So we did, who else did we meet? We met somebody else. Remember that other guy? Fuck. I was drinking at that point.
Yeah. But point is that it really was nice to get a face of the other shows. Yeah. And I mean, I strongly urge you, I mean, listen to the other shows. There is a great variety. And here's the thing. If you're listening to us, you might be kinky, but let's face it. Being kinky does not encompass all of your life. Maybe you're into fucking sports. Just saying.
No, they aren't, actually.
Yeah. Maybe you want to hear about the news. I don't know.
With humor and all that. You know, I mean, it's true. I mean, and not like to kind of pimp out the other shows, which is fine. I have no problem with that. But it's interesting. We've been on, I think we've been on the longest or
we're
close
one,
to
one of one,
close
one of the
to
older
the longest,
ones.
The older shows on Skid Row Studios. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were back in the old, when it wasn't even a fucking studio, when it was, you know, Jeremy's loft in his apartment, which was awesome.
And the
you
cat.
Know, back in the fucking day, you know, we sound like those old people back in the day. We're talking to these young fucking whippersnappers. You don't know shit. You deal with a fucking real studio and whatever. We couldn't take calls, you know? But
it's not horrible, right?
Don't it sound awful? But the funny thing is, so, you know, we getting ready for this party, we're like, we should find out who the fuck these other people are. Because, you know, like I said, vanillas, what the fuck are we going to talk to these goddamn vanillas about? Okay, so we look up like all the shows that are now on Skid Row, and I'm like, wow. Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. Like, total kudos to Jeremy and Joel for this. Which, by the way, Joel's fantastic.
Yes.
He's fantastic.
You know what? He's like the Papa Bear. Of the
dude,
studios.
Don't piss him off though. I can tell. He's got like a fucking raging inferno inside. Do not piss him off. I can just tell. Like, he's keeping it down, but yeah. It's there.
He's the responsible parent.
And Jeremy's the irresponsible parent, yeah. Getting fucking baked.
So let me tell you what happened to Jeremy.
Oh yeah, let's talk about Jeremy as he gets on the air with us.
Yeah.
Jeremy hasn't slept, by the way.
I have not slept at all.
So Jeremy was a bad, bad boy.
He was a bad boy. He was a bad producer, bad boss, bad boy. And the file of our last show is corrupted. And that's why you can never hear it. Because you will never know
the awesomeness that was that show.
It could have been the best show. It could have won fucking Emmys,
Pulitzers.
It could have
changed your fucking life.
It could have changed lives. And Jeremy fucked it up.
I fucked it up personally.
He did it on purpose. We know.
Purposely.
As a big fuck you.
Yeah.
So
as we, you know, as I learned later part of this week, there are consequences to your actions. And so because I am a fan of procuring ass for my mistress to hit.
Yeah, she's a great pimp.
Oh, God, I love it. Earlier that day, yesterday morning, I sent Jeremy a text message and I said, can she cane you, please? I added please in there because I'm polite.
Right. Emily Post.
Yes. And Jeremy did not respond. So then we get to the party and I'm thinking, hey, cause I'm going to do what I do with my daddy. I'm going to ask you for money in front of everybody else. So that way you can't say no, because then you look like a bad person for saying no. So I say, Jeremy, can Mistress spank you? And he gets all like flustered and
he's
shit.
Like, well, I don't know. I'm not going to do it in front of everybody.
Pretty much, yeah.
But then the lovely
Melissa.
And Mindy.
It was a conspiracy against the boss.
Yeah, you guys teamed up on me.
We totally did. Don't ever underestimate a group of women.
Nope. And so Melissa takes this piece of cake and she's all posing with Jeremy, being all cute.
And she's a beautiful girl.
Beautiful girl.
You know, easy to be distracted by her.
Absolutely. So after that little photo op, I remove Jeremy's glasses and I shove his face into my breast.
Which, like, doesn't suck.
No. And as that's happening, because I'm thinking I'm going to distract him with my boobs. Melissa has already distracted him with her charm and her beauty and her beautiful smile.
And her cake.
And I'm going to distract him with my boobs. And then Mistress gets behind him and swats.
Yeah.
I smacked. I mean, he has clothes on, so whatever. But I smacked him like 3 or 4 times really fucking hard. As hard as I could for the room. And I couldn't, you know. But yeah, it was awesome. And he turned the color. It was redder than a beet. He was so red. It was
just
so
like he's
awesome.
Red right now. He's red right now.
It was fantastic.
It was awesome.
Thank you.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. I hope Mindy got pictures. I really do.
I think she did. Mindy.
Did she take him with her phone or does she have them?
She had a camera.
She had a camera.
Oh, really?
She was walking around with somebody's camera. It was somebody else's.
There was a few people with cameras and I'm hoping like these pictures turn up somewhere.
They will, but it's called blackmail.
Right.
So there we are in this sea of people and I felt very welcomed because I kind of felt like going into it, we were just
like, who are these people? What the fuck? Who are you people? I have nothing to talk to you about.
Get away from me.
Get
don't
away
talk
from
to me.
Me.
Don't look
vanilla.
At me. Avert your eyes.
Avert your eyes, vanilla. No, nothing like that.
And nothing, that did not happen.
It was weird.
People were very, very friendly once they found out what our show was about.
Who we were and what the show was about. And I was like, how do these people fucking know us? I'm like, who the fuck are you? Oh, yeah. Wait, let me close my eyes so I can hear your voices. I'm like, what the fuck? Who the fuck are you? How do you know me? Creepy. But it was cool.
It was really cool.
It was totally cool.
I felt legit.
And it was funny how many kinky confessions we got.
Yes.
A lot.
Really? We should have had a kinky...
Really?
Yeah, confession booth is what we should have had.
Totally. Like as soon as you know, they were like, "Oh, you're the Love Bite Girls." It was like immediately followed by not even there was a breath. "Oh, you're the Love Bite Girls." You know, I'm a little bit kinky myself.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
What do you? And there was one person that he was like, "Oh yeah, I'm totally kinky." And I looked at him and I go, "Bottom?" And he goes, "Well, for now." It's like, "Uh-huh." Like, yeah. You know, just know. You can just tell. You just know.
I had somebody ask me what my safe word was.
That was Keith Coogan.
That was Keith Coogan.
I love.
Oh my God.
I love him to death. I totally IMDb'd him because who the fuck is he?
Oh,
and
God.
I love him. And now I looked at them and I was like, I remember those movies because they were around when I was a kid.
Definitely.
Just so lovable.
He's fantastic. And he was cleaning up.
Oh God, a man after my own heart.
He was the last guy to leave last night. He hung out for a while.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Really I love cool. him to death.
Oh.
Fantastic. It was so much fun.
It was so much fun.
Fantastic people. Oh, and did you know, Jeremy, I don't think you knew this, but Drew from Bad Advice, I'm now calling him the sex whisperer.
Oh, yeah?
Because he says that his magical power is he can just look at somebody after having a brief amount of conversation with them and being able to tell you their sexual likes and dislikes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I made him do it with Nancy. He was a little off. But, you know, it was close enough. I mean, it's hard to get Nancy because she acts all fucking innocent and she looks all sweet. It's all bullshit. But it was kind of cool. So I think we should have the sex whisperer on. We should actually have an audience and make him sex whisper with them.
Drew used to do porn.
Yes.
Yes, he did tell
fetish
us.
Porn for a while as well. That's why we're going to have him on.
Oh, yeah.
Have some cross promotion go on there.
And that's why it makes me even more upset that he has a fucking bed. Like the one he has, and he's not using it.
And he's not using it. I mean, because you can still be vanilla and tie people up. Let's be honest. That's
yeah,
a very
sure.
vanilla act.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think that we should encourage this.
Mm-hmm. So. I think our little adventure into Vanillaville was okay.
So somebody on Twitter said, so you were the sprinkles. Yes, we were the chocolate, dark, rich, fucked up sprinkles. It was fantastic.
Joel's downstairs. You guys should...
Is he?
You should pull some stuff out of Joel.
Or put stuff in.
What is it with people putting stuff in? It's been a put stuff in butt kind of weekend. Like, not that we've actually been putting stuff in butts, but we've been talking about putting stuff in butts a lot.
And a lot of people have been wanting us to put things in other people's butts.
Yes. Yeah. There's a fascination with putting things in butts, and I'm totally okay with that.
But I think that's there because it's such a... I don't think it'll stop being taboo for a lot of people.
Yes.
I think for us,
it's very gay.
Well, yes. And I think for us, it's becoming something that's normal because, well, I mean, come on, look at the circles that we run in.
Our span of normal is way off center.
Right. But, you know, and so we're no longer in this, you know, in that sector of the population that feels that no. Only things come out of there. Things don't go in.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of people like that. Where, you know, and it's really interesting because I it's mostly men. There are some women that are like that, but it's mostly men that are very opposed to things going up their butt because there's a perception that it's very gay. It kind of makes them gay. And I, you know, I always go with, come on, seriously, you don't like a finger up your ass during a blowjob? And it's funny how often you get a guy that either has this startled look and goes, no, you know, the startled look because they do, you know, it's something that is appealing. And then sometimes it's like, actually, yeah, that feels really good. Well, of course it feels really good. You know, imagine this, that, or the other, blah, blah, blah. So it's just, you know, we like to educate.
We do.
And if that means it educates people to put shit up their ass, not shit, but things up their butt, I think that's okay. Safely put things up your butt.
Yes. we'll even demonstrate.
We will. I am going to put something up your butt this week.
You are. Okay, so I've been kind of dancing around that.
Around your butthole?
I've been dancing around the idea of having things put up my butthole. And I think it, in part it has been because I haven't really been able to like really say, okay, yes, I'm ready for this.
Yeah. It's a difficult admission.
Right.
For a lot of reasons. There's the fear component, you know, and then there's the acceptance that I'm asking for something to be put up my butt. You know, I get that.
Yeah. Though that, I mean, if you were to make me say that out loud to someone else, it would be really...
You just did.
Shit.
On the show. I can turn it into a ringtone if you want.
I want something up my butt.
I'm going to turn that into your text message. Screw the Little Mermaid. It's going to say I want something up my butt. I love this.
Awesome. there's that. Just it blows my mind because I think about a time when that's so not something that I would have considered.
And yet you stuck a pencil up your butt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pencil. Fuck.
Exactly.
What the fuck is that? That doesn't even count.
It doesn't count. And I think I'm also looking forward to the power exchange component.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
And then what with you, you know, talking about putting Skittles up my ass. I mean, it just seems like, okay, I guess we're putting shit up my ass.
Skittles are small. They're very little. They're not big.
I like how you say that in this like very calming and nurturing way.
It is. I'm very, you know, they're very small. They're not going to bother you. It's okay.
What is that going to feel like?
Skittles or anything up your butt? I don't think Skittles will feel like anything up your butt, to be quite honest.
You think it wouldn't even feel
Although,
it?
You know, when I try to flush them out with an enema, that will feel like something.
Oh, fuck.
What? What up the butt? That song's been in my head all week.
Speaking of butts, I got to see Nancy's butt last night.
That's right. She showed the ass.
I was hoping you would forget.
You're like, hey, you want to see? And like, there's like 15 people there and just pulls her ass out and it's all welted.
Yeah, she has a welt on her ass. Yeah. It's very exciting.
I was bad.
She was bad.
I was very bad.
You want to tell everybody?
Okay. So I masturbated without permission. Not once.
What were you thinking?
Not right. Once. Not twice. Several times.
Right.
And the nature of this was, it wasn't like, you know, no, I was watching TV and I was taking my remote control and swatting my clit. And
still masturbation.
Right, exactly. Apparently not to completion, but still.
Well, and so, and like a good girl, I came clean.
Right. Good.
So you had a guilty conscience and...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so I came clean.
I totally encourage guilty consciences.
I came clean and then as punishment for a week, I was not to touch myself and mistress was not going to touch me except with her crop to my clit.
Yeah.
And there was going to be, oh, and also I could not tumble. No, no tumbling.
No tumbling.
Which, I mean, Tumblr is like, that's my bread and butter. Dude, when it comes to...
Tumblr's fucking awesome. God damn, Tumblr's the best.
So, so that was said. And I decided, against my best judgment, to go on Pinterest and search for dirty shit there.
Naughty, naughty, naughty.
And so then this made Mistress very angry.
Oh. This angry is- where I can't talk to you right now. I'm that angry. Yeah. When I'm angry, I won't have a conversation. I won't do it. And the reason I won't do it is because the shit I'm going to say will be fucking harsh. And that's not going to benefit anybody.
Nope.
It'll make me feel bad. It'll make them feel bad. It's all not good. So let's just wait till I'm not angry to have the conversation.
Right.
And the time it takes for me to not be angry is a big indicator of how angry I am.
You were pretty pissed.
I was really fucking pissed. Yeah. And the reason was you were currently being disciplined for the same vein of inappropriate behavior under the confines of our agreement.
Yes.
And that's why it was like, really? You're gonna fucking do that? Like, it was massively disrespectful. Massively. So yeah.
So then I'll tell you what made that whole thing happen. So we talked on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, talked about stuff and stuff. Mm-hmm. And stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And other stuff.
Yes, we checked in on Wednesday where I had decided I knew what your punishment was going to be, because you moved beyond discipline. Now you're being punished. What your punishment was going to be, and I was able to have a conversation with you logically without my emotions interfering with what needed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you were able to talk to me about, you know, what happened and whatever. You still didn't know why. I had already figured out I already knew why. I already knew why before you do. It's just one of those things.
So I'm nervous all fucking week. I'm chain smoking all week because I have no idea what's coming to me. I'm really scared because you guys don't understand. Mistress is one sadistic piece of work.
Yeah.
She will fuck your shit up in a heartbeat.
Here's the thing I don't understand is that you're nervous, yet like you want that.
Yes.
So you fear it and want it simultaneously.
Yeah. So she was wet all week, but couldn't fucking do a thing about it. So that's an added bonus. That's like a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Yay!
So it was bad. And so then I get to her on Friday. And I know it's coming. And we're just kind of chatting. And like the waiting is what's fucking killing me. Because I'm just like, let's just do this. And I already know that I'm going to cry bad, like ugly crying.
And I'm bad. I'm like totally dragging it out. Like I totally could have prepared. I could have put the rope and the carabiners on the bedposts earlier. But no, I'm making her sit there and she's scrolling her Facebook timeline. And I'm just taking my time,
yeah,
wrapping up the bed and setting it out and putting all the implements out and the toys out and the this and the that. Because you never know what I'm going to use.
Nope.
You know, that kind of stuff.
So she asks me to strip and lean over the bed. And she pretty much ties me down. It's like spread eagle, really.
Yeah, her arms are spread as wide as they can go. And her legs are spread as wide as they can go. And she's bent over the bed.
And this is a very vulnerable.
And her face is, and her whole head is duct taped.
Do you have a huge bed?
Just a queen size bed.
Oh, yeah.
But it's got, you know, like kind of bigger posts and stuff. It's and like a mission style bed.
And when you picked out this bed, it was specifically for time.
No. Because then it would be like a better bed with like hard points and shit. Nice.
So there I am spread out over this bed and with duct tape wrapped around my head. And I'm getting really scared because there's no fucking way I'm escaping out of that.
Nope.
No way. No how. It's just I'm stuck. And
the fear sets in.
Oh, and I think I started to cry before you even struck me. Because
mm-hmm.
I was so fucking scared. I don't have a high tolerance for pain. And when that thing came down,
the paddle.
Whew.
Yeah, and here's the thing about punishment. There's no warm up. There's no prep. And there's no cool down. It just it is. And there's no, like, when I normally play, like, I do kind of pretty, it's pretty rhythmic, and I kind of start with small and work my way up, because that's, I like to play for longer. Yeah, it's like smaller taps, which, you know, can endure it. But my whole point of this is that it has to hurt. And I wanted welts. I wanted it to fucking hurt for days, so that it was just like a constant reminder. That's your place. Don't fuck up, because the shit gets worse. This is your first punishment.
It is.
The next one, worse. Just so you are aware of that.
I'm aware.
Okay, good.
So she made me count out the swats, and I couldn't scream, but I just, because I was crying.
Oh my God, she was like, her face was just a puddle of tears. God. It was so beautiful.
It was bad.
It was good. She was ugly crying, like, ugly crying.
And I could not escape.
Nope. And she kept trying to get her feet up, and she kept trying to. And one time, number one, she miscounted. How hard is it to count to 10?
And I'm sorry.
One time she said no.
You miscounted. That's
right. One time she said no.
Oh. Oh no. That's terrible.
It was
terrible.
A no, and like pleading. Please no.
Yeah.
Please
not. That's not an option in punishment.
There's no safe word
in punishment. There's no, you know, I know what she can handle. She's not a pain person. However, I know that this isn't going to kill her. It has to hurt enough for her to not like it and not want to do it again. So it's going to be unpleasant. It's going to be beyond unpleasant. It's going to really, really fucking suck.
Yeah.
And I think we got there. I think we were there, and then you said no. And then it had to suck a little bit more. Because you said no. So the next couple swats were really fucking hard. Really fucking hard. And I chose my paddle that hurts the most. It is the most painful. It is the one that welts up an ass faster than anything else. I love it, but I can't use it a lot because of that. It will tear an ass up. It just will. And that's why I used it. And then, you know, the no was that gift to me where I could give you a gift back. That was your gift, honey. But we weren't done yet, were we?
No, we weren't done.
No.
Wasn't done.
No. What happened next?
I kind of went into a little bit of a fog.
Yeah, I know. She was like crying like a fucking baby, like shaking and crying. And it was so, and I'm just standing there totally emotionless. Whatever. Cry all you want. It's not going to fucking do shit for me. I don't care. And I'm like probably one of the most compassionate people you'll ever meet, believe it or not. But not in that moment. It's like, nope. Made your bed, you lie in it. And I let her cry it out and experience this fantastic pain of her ass while I put on my strap-on harness. And I start fiddling with dildos and lube and stuff like that. And then I start, you know, shoving shit in her pussy. Roughly, violently, painfully. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, raped her in that moment. By the way, she was sopping wet from the beginning. So I know it wasn't that bad. Right?
Yeah.
Right. And then, you know, there were some other things. There was some fingering and some other things. And then there was a crop to the pussy repeatedly. And kind of hard. And you were doing a lot of whimpering and whelpering and more crying. It was a lot of crying. There was so much crying. And then you were done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when you were done crying and being a little slobbery mess after I let you out of the restraints, you know, then it's, and then when you're done with that, you're going to come and crawl to my fucking feet, kiss them, and beg me for fucking forgiveness. And then that happened.
Yeah.
And it was all good.
Yeah.
See? And punishment's over.
Yeah. Except it's not really.
Right, because your ass still hurts? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I keep poking her ass, too. Poking her ass, occasionally smacking her ass. It's fantastic.
And you said that this would change our relationship, and it is, and it has.
Yep.
And I think it will continue to do that.
Yep. And the interesting thing is, I think that it's changed you to a degree, because you have this real strong belief that you can't take pain. And I think that this was, you realize you can take a lot more than you think, and you can. And I know this, but you know, you're all, So it's one of those things where, and I said this before, I was talking to Winsome Gypsy. We were having lunch that day. And I told her what I was doing to you. And then I told her, I said, I strongly believe that a couple days later that you'll come to me and you'll say you want to do that again. Maybe not exactly like that. Maybe not where I'm so cold and heartless, but something very similar. And you even agreed, yeah, you're probably going to want to do that.
Mine is like you know, it being a punishment.
Right, exactly, exactly. Where there's more, you know, there's more warm up and cool down and all that kind of stuff, you know, where it's more fun.
I like doing stuff like that with you, and we have fun, and there's nudity of the me involved, and you holding stuff and applying that to me.
I have some questions.
Please ask away.
Does being heartless in those moments to the extreme allow you to be more compassionate outside of your lifestyle? If you weren't in the kink lifestyle, do you think you would be as compassionate as you are?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm like that. That's kind of, I'm a very empathetic, compassionate person. That's just kind of who that I am.
Because I'm just thinking like polar opposites.
It is. Know, like. Mm-hmm. For a long time, that actually got in the way of me being very dominant. It was very difficult for me to accept that I have this really strong sadistic streak when I'm also so equally just caring and loving and nurturing and all of that, because they really are complete opposites. But I think for me personally, they really balance each other out. I can be as sweet and as caring and loving and as nurturing. So maybe it does feed to your question. I've always been that way, and I think that I've always kind of had this sadistic quality within me. I just hadn't expressed it when I was younger fully. You know, there were things, but it wasn't really a full expression. So, I mean, maybe that's how I'm made. Those are my yins and yangs. I don't know. Some doctor will have to fucking head shrink my head. I don't know.
And Nancy, what is it like crying and then simultaneously being really, really wet and turned on? That's like a mind fuck to me, you know?
A mind fuck to you? It's a mind fuck to me, because it was a very confusing experience, because there was so much of it that I was like, no, oh fuck no. I never want to do something like this ever again, because I don't want this to happen. But at the same time, being taken like that, like it, there's something to be said for that.
Right.
Because for me, take all of the control, take everything out of my hands. And I want that.
Right.
So if you are intentionally pushing yourself on me, that's like the core of what I want.
Right.
And what better that we've, you know, discussed. We've negotiated about shit like this.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Do you ever get the feeling that Nancy is faking a little bit because she actually likes it more than it is? I mean, it's hard for me to imagine that it's a punishment if her pussy's sopping wet, and I don't know. It's just, I don't understand that.
I can understand why it would be confusing. The problem is that there is so much conflict inside somebody that's going through that. There is a simultaneous love and hate of it. And it's very confusing. It's very confusing for the person that's going through it, because you hate the pain, and you hate the disappointment, and you hate that you as a submissive have let your dominant down, that you hate all of that, like vehemently. But the fact that you're being treated in a way that is violent and absorbing and just completely taking you over physically, mentally, emotionally is very appealing. So you've got those two that are kind of constantly in battle within the person. So, but that's kind of what this lifestyle does. It can still be punishment because she didn't get any of the good, warm, fuzzy feelings that she gets when we would normally play. None of the good girls. She never got a fucking good girl.
Never got a good girl. I never got a pat on the head. I never got a hug.
She didn't get aftercare because it was punishment. So it's one of those things that makes it even a little bit more of a negative. Now, if we were to do another scene very similarly, except it had the component of the compassion and the aftercare, and it would almost be entirely good, because even though, let's say, the pain might be unbearable to a certain degree, you as a submissive are willing to endure it because that's what your dominant wants.
And you want nothing more than to please your dominant.
And it took me a long time to accept that. I mean, really wrap my head around, wait, you don't like it, but you're doing it anyway? Like a really long time to get that. And I finally got it. Do you think that is my description of kind of how it goes in your head, is that accurate? Okay, it's radio.
This punishment, though, this was a new level for both of you to combine.
In our relationship, yeah. Yes. This is the first time she's been punished.
Cool.
So, yeah, I mean, it was, and you know, it's always different whenever you're engaging in a relationship with someone and then there's punishment, because it's so unique to the person and it's so unique to the relationship. And additionally, for me, it's so unique to... got a picture, and it's so unique to whatever the negative action was, whatever the
one. And here's the thing, is that the punishment was going to match the offense.
Absolutely. Which is why originally it was all about no touching.
Yes. Originally it was the adult version of I'm not touching you.
Oh, that was fun.
Female blue balls does not feel good.
Yeah. It was.
It just
awesome.
Does not feel good. It hurts.
Whatever. I know it hurts. Having 12 orgasms in a day hurts too, by the way. Just so you
what
know.
The fuck, man? Seriously, you have been on this like fucking rampage of orgasms.
I'm sorry. Is this a bad thing?
No, it's not a bad thing. It's a fantastic thing.
Well, then.
Some of us are not that lucky.
I have given you these permissions in the past. In the past.
In the past.
Well, you know, new frontier. That was the Old Testament. This is the New Testament.
Wow. You just got biblical on me.
I love being so completely sacrilegious. Hey, atheist. All right, I'm sorry.
You're ridiculous.
I am ridiculous. I'm ridiculous. But I think it was good for us on a lot of levels. For us. Because, you know, we have been struggling. There's been shit.
We've been dealing with a clusterfuck of things.
Yeah, a lot of things have been going on. And I think it was good, you know? And then you had, you know, date. It was a boy date, though. It almost doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count at all.
But he's a fantastic boy.
Yes, he's fantastic. So. And I'm so grateful he did not show me his penis. That would have been...
It's a pretty penis.
Would have been upsetting.
It's pretty. Maybe he would have painted it purple for you.
Shut up. Stop talking about it.
I'm sorry. Go on.
I think that... It's been a long time since I've been in a relationship. And it's funny because I was talking to a friend during the week, and I was like, hey, because I need a refresher on what new relationships are like. New relationship energy. Tell me about that, please. Because that's... But I imagine that every relationship, regardless of whether or not it's kinky, gets to that point where you do have to press reset. You kind of almost have to do something drastic or just there's a moment that kind of defines whether or not you're going to make it. Or that allows you to question, am I still in it for the right reasons? Am I still here because of the reasons that I had initially? Do I still see the person the same way? Am I still the same person? am I the same person that they fell for or that they were interested in? How have I changed? And that punishment, actually, no, I'm sorry. Not just the punishment, but from the original, misbehavior to the punishment, that entire period of time was that for me with us. Because I think that if there had been no follow through, if this had just happened, and it would have just been something like, well, you know, it happened, you know, a little slap on the wrist, just playful banter. Even if it had just still been the I'm not touching you, and it wouldn't have lasted as long as you said it would, it would have it would have really sucked. It would have made me feel as though, fuck, I'm misbehaving and I'm still not, I'm not important enough to correct that.
Yeah, that's what it really boils down to, is that does your dominant have the desire to control you? And the truth of the matter is sometimes you get into situations where a particular dominant can't control a particular submissive. It's not, it is beyond their ability. Because there are some subs that are just, they need like a very specific kind of firm hand. And not everybody has that.
Right.
It doesn't, that's not my thing. I can obviously put a smackdown down on when it needs to happen and I can do some firmness, but if somebody needs that constantly, I'm going to burn out because I can't do it constantly. Personally, I can't do it constantly.
And I think that's why like a 24/7 mistress slave thing would not work for you.
Fuck, just leave me alone, please. That's what I would say occasionally. Just fucking leave me alone. I want to be vegetable right now. I don't want to be mistress. I don't want to be in charge. Mm-hmm. I just, please leave me alone. And I get that. I mean, that's that, and some people need that. But sometimes it boils down to, in the moment, you have to define the relationship, and there are milestones mm-hmm. in any relationship that are what define it. And we've had a lot of turmoil that's been happening for the last couple months in our relationship. You know, there's been a lot of things. This year has been a fucked up year in like a million ways, and the illness and the passing of your mother impacted our relationship. I think that we will look in the future as that ultimately being beneficial, because it created a bond between us that didn't exist before.
Yes.
It did temporarily alter our relationship to be much more friendship oriented than DS oriented, which was a challenge.
Yes.
But that coupled with now, I've got Eric, it's there's all this turmoil that's impacting who and what we are. But it's ultimately we'll look back and go, remember 2012? And that's the milestone that kind of gave us an opportunity to reset, like hard fucking reset, not like little reset, like full on, you wipe the hard drive and you start again, kind of reset. And I think that this weekend, starting with Friday, was what did it. There's a very specific reason I wanted it to be on Friday, because I knew we were spending the whole weekend together. I already told you you're spending the weekend at my house. And it needed to be that, because the punishment had to happen then. And then it's almost as if you've gotten this opportunity, these 2 days, to realize that our relationship is better than it was before. Better than it was before you were punished. And if it had just been a punishment and then you had gone home or whatever like that, there was a very real possibility that you could have allowed that to stew and turn into something very negative.
Yes.
So, it was really important that we had this time to kind of completely reset it all. Sometimes I'm smart. Turns out sometimes.
You don't say.
I
Yes. A lot of things have not been good. A lot of things have really sucked. Other things have straight just pissed me off.
You don't say.
But I like getting back to basics.
Right.
Because as a D and an S, we work.
We really do.
We really, really do.
Yeah.
But to say that we are just dominant and submissive and nothing else, that no other external things impact us, is just fucking silly.
Yeah, no. I mean, we're like best friends as well.
Yes.
Which is what kind of fucked us up.
Well, it's like, yeah, how the fuck does,
you know, it's part of it. Oh, whatever, shut up. It's multi-tiered.
It is multi-tiered, yes.
It's not that simple.
It's not
then you're going to have the haters with the shit that they're like laying on you.
It's not black and white. And I think that, you know, that has happened. The people, you know, almost, I don't want to say more concerned for me than for you. I don't want to say that, though that's the way it seems.
Oh, you mean the toxic people?
Yes. I think that it's hard. I think it's really easy to just kind of think, oh, submissive, oh, poor submissive, blah, 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 blah. But this is not black and white. And it is not one-sided. There are, you know, we both have very unique challenges, but we also love each other very much.
Absolutely.
That is not the flaw. That's not part of the problem.
No, it is.
Well, yeah.
Because if that wasn't there, then it'd be an easy answer.
Yeah.
You know, but that is there. So it's not an easy answer.
Right.
Therefore, black and white doesn't happen.
No. And because we love each other, because we care about each other as much as we do, we want to do the work.
Right.
We want to do the work to be better for each other, to still, you know, have those friendly moments when we can have these sparkly vampire marathons.
Midnight shows.
Make fun of one another when they are acting in a way that they had always made fun of before. You know, just poking fun. Poking fun.
You say like, you're going to lose respect for me because I'm doing the Gangnam style dance at home.
Yeah. Things like that. But also not letting that, because it shouldn't, diminish our DS relationship.
Right. Right.
It shouldn't diminish our relationship.
Correct. It shouldn't.
I think, you know, and it puts us in a position where we are more intimate with each other. We're more into, and maybe we're more intimate with each other than other D and S types are with each other.
Maybe.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Because I don't think there are a lot of topics that are off limits with us. And I mean, I think that's important. You know, I mean, we're sensitive to the other person, and that can create challenges. Yes, believe it or not, I'm a D type and I'm sensitive to my S type when it comes to things that are, you know, I'm not going to talk to you about things that are going to hurt you because that's fucked up, like emotionally hurt you, you know? That's just mean. I mean, there's a difference between being dominant and being cruel.
Yeah.
You know?
And by the same token, I don't think, it would be foolish of me to think that, that you are impenetrable. Not in a sexual way, because we all know you're fucking penetrable in that way.
Excuse me. Delicate fucking flower.
Delicate fucking flower, my ass.
No, your ass is a delicate fucking flower right now. It won't be in a few weeks.
Oh. Is that a threat?
No, it's a promise.
Okay. but you know, like, I try to see it from your perspective. I try to see the challenges that you might have, just like you try to see mine.
Right.
And I, you know, but I know that it's also very hard for you to put yourself in my mindset because you're not submissive.
Yeah. There's sometimes, I mean, I do my best, but there's sometimes I'm like, I just can't see it. You know, mm-hmm. It's hard.
But I think that the fact that we're willing to do that we're willing to see what's going on from the other person's perspective is what makes us better.
Yeah.
We're both compassionate. Why can't we be compassionate with one another?
Right. Well, and we are. And but I think that isn't that what a good relationship is? I mean, any relationship. Romantic vanilla, you know, friendship, DS. I mean, isn't that what defines a good relationship? The willingness of both parties to be, you know, to figure out how they can communicate with each other, be open and honest, and not damage each other. And the truth of the matter is, if somehow it is truly damaging, then that's a question. I mean, that's one of those issues. I don't think that you and I are doing anything to consciously damage each other. No. I mean, there's collateral damage that's happening, but it's not, nothing that either of us are doing is with malice.
No.
And I think that that's really important, you know, and if we are able to understand and be real clear on the parameters of the relationship, the parameters of whatever, of who we are, our capabilities, our inabilities, and we're honest with each other, I think that that's where relationships thrive and can grow.
And I think that that's requiring a degree of communication that, I mean, we have had good communication, but now more than ever, it's like, fuck, it is like transparent central.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Because any little thing can be perceived as something else. It's never the time, but now is really not the time to even allow the possibility of any like passive aggression.
Right.
Because it can break us.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's, you know, it's.
And I don't want us to break. No. I like us.
No, I mean, right now it's kind of forged in glass and it'll end up getting forged in, you know, pewter and, you know, it'll grow and become stronger. But right now, you know, there's a lot of things going on. And so we're really balancing as best we can as people.
Yes. Because, you know, hey, guess what? We're human.
You know what? And we're going to fuck up. You know what? And if I fuck up, I really try to own up to it. And if you fuck up, you really try to own up to it too. And I think that that makes the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what the fuck happened to our episode? What the fuck?
Well.
Jesus God.
Yeah, I think it's okay though. I mean, no, but I think it's important because you know what? We don't have it all figured out. We are not this like, I mean, yeah, we're awesome because, you know, we're us. But I mean, we don't.
We're awesome because we're us.
Yeah, sure. You know, whatever.
I like that.
No, but I mean, like, I think every DS relationship has issues.
Every relationship has issues. There is no perfect relationship.
Right. Although with power exchange, there are unique problems.
Yeah.
There are very unique problems. Yeah. And I think that to pretend that, that we're not one of those couples that, you know, we're, you know, we have this like awesome show where we talk about all these things.
And we're so great. And you love me and I love you and it's all kumbaya.
No, and it's not. It's so not.
I think a lot of people have that perception. It's just not.
It really isn't.
We need to shut the fuck up now.
Do we? Well, no, because remember it goes over a little bit.
I don't think so. I think we started late because of that funny people before us.
No, I swear to God.
Don't swear to God. That's wrong. Don't be wrong and evil.
Whatever.
All right.
Time is more of a guideline these days. It's not a
fuck you, Jeremy. Life. Really? Yeah. You can't do this because we've been living by this clock since you put it up there.
Well, I try to keep every show now down to up to 55 minutes. So
I thought it was shorter.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeremy.
That's to provide room for.
Just fucked with me because
totally because we're good.
I know.
We'd like to the fucking second we're done.
I know. You guys are always right at the second.
That's why everybody says we're professional.
See, we can be perverts and professional.
Right? We can be professional perverts.
Yeah.
And we're not cut off. Oh my God.
Oh no.
Oh my God, the world just like caved in on itself.
It did. It imploded. Yeah. It imploded. I feel like we're in the Matrix and we didn't take the rank pill or whatever. Fuck. Did I just date myself? Whatever.
Anyways.
Anyway. We needed this.
We did.
You know, we've like had like guests and guests and guests and guests, which are fantastic.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun when there's other people here.
It's great. You know, it alleviates us from coming up with a topic.
Yeah, and it's sometimes, but we also sometimes just need to not fucking talk.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
We really do.
And I think that that worked out really well because that was kind of in the prime of like shit going on. So mm-hmm. that kind of made sense. But yeah, this was good.
Yeah.
I like this.
I love you.
I love you. I'm going to stick stuff up your butt.
That should be a ringtone.
My ringtone. Yeah, it'll totally go off at inappropriate times, like Disneyland or whatever. That's never happened to me. Oh, wait, it has. Not that, but yeah, other inappropriate things. I'm a little inappropriate.
Well, in any case.
In any case, we're the Love Bite.
Yes, and please follow us on the Twitter. I'm Service Slut.
I'm Insidious Muse.
And like our Facebook page, The Love Bite.
The Love Bite. We're on at @_love_bite. Yeah, follow them. Follow us because, you know, we're funny. Even, you know, we're pretty fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I gotta say. And our tumblers are awesome.
Oh my God. If you want some good material for jerking off, check out our
It depends. Tumblers. I mean, for you, it's really very service oriented. Mine's like all over the map.
Yeah.
Like I've got a lot of like, cause my head is fucked up. So I got a lot of shit that I just throw out there and it's all filthy.
You know what? I feel like tumbling some sissification stuff. I want to sissify someone.
I actually follow some sissies and it's pretty cool. And some of them are gorgeous. It's really very annoying. Because when a guy is better looking than a chick.
I've been thinking about tying ribbons around somebody's dick.
Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
Yeah, like, you know, like.
Can you sing the song?
Tie
a yellow. Oh, same.
It's like you're making like.
I really feel like doing some CBT. Like I've been like really jonesing.
Oh my God. Can I? Ooh.
Yes.
We can procure a penis and I'll wrap it up all nicely like a gift and make it and like tie a bow and then that way it'll be a gift to you and then you can torture the fuck out of it.
Right, depends on the penis, because some penises I don't want to touch. Like, if I'm putting gloves on to touch the penis, that's a sign.
Oh, no. I will be putting on gloves because I don't want to touch any penis ever.
I know
ever.
You don't. I don't mind touching penises without gloves, but I'm telling you, if it's a penis that leaks and I have to touch it, and if it's a penis attached to a person I don't like, that's what I'm just saying. I'm just saying that. That's a sign.
Hey, be like Jeremy. He has a penis.
Jeremy does have a penis. He does have a penis, and I like him, and I've already spanked his ass. He says no.
Thanks for reaffirming that I have a penis.
He probably has testicles, too. I don't know.
Okay, we should stop now.
But follow, like, listen to other Skid Row people, because they're, like, awesome, and I love them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, now you can play the music, because we're done.